Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel.
Now.
All right, guys, I guess we are, yeah. All right, so welcome to Big Exclusives. I am Valerie Denise Jones, got Philo the Great hanging out in the background. Yes, guys, we appreciate you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. Big shout out to everybody on social media, also those of you who are in the chat room. A nice shout out, big round of applause to the international callers and listeners. Please, please, please remember to keep people abreast of what's going on during the show by tweeting, sending out shout-outs on social media. We got great guests today and a great host. All right, so 818-613-818-613. I guess it gave you your applause rather abruptly, but we're live. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, great. Valerie, how you doing today? I just wanted to let everybody know we are broadcasting live on YouTube, Boss Radio Live. If you go to Boss Radio Live, you will see us broadcasting live on YouTube right now. So just wanted to throw that out there. But I'm doing great. I can't wait to get into the interview. To find out what SOXNY got going on. Doing my research on them, seems like they have a nice movement. Everybody brings some to the table, and they moving like one unit. So I can't wait to see what we got. What's going on, man? I can't wait.
Yeah, they keep stopping by and dropping. Yeah, I guess we're waiting for them to call back in. So. Yeah, any new news on Juice WRLD? Have you heard anything?
No, I really haven't really heard anything new on the Juice WRLD incident. But to give my take on it, since we live right now, I just feel I feel sad for the young man, basically. You know, anytime you lose someone who has experienced success, it's a lot of people out here who been trying to break in the music industry, been trying to get in the music industry, and this young man was in the industry. And to see it go like that, it's really sad. So, hey, my heart goes out to the family. I can't say much. I don't know really all the facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sad that he was 21 years old. You know, just legal to drink. You know what I mean? And he's gone. So we have seen this in hip hop amongst the young. I would say amongst the younger. MCs or artists or however you want to classify them. It's a lot of them that are not here to tell their story right now. So it's a sad thing. So yeah, man, let's just pray for the family and any young artists out there, man. You know, get the people around you that's gonna tell you the truth. And when I say the truth, man. The abrupt truth. You know when you're messing up, man, and the people around you should let you know that you're messing up, but then it's on you to do it. So not to say that in that situation that wasn't the case, but that's my advice to anyone listening, any young artist listening. Get you a real team that's not going to be a team of yes people because you're the artist, but that's really going to tell you what you need to hear for your own good. That's going to keep you, you know, out of trouble. So, yeah, that's just my take on that, you know?
All right, and just in case people don't know who we are referencing, I'm going to go on and play a little audio clip. Now, it's a little outdated because a lot of information has come out since then, but just in case people need to, you know, a source to go to in order to reference what it is that we just discussed, here's a little snippet. It's about a minute long. When we come back, we'll introduce the guest. Here we go.
Some very sad news happened in the hip-hop world. The rapper Juice WRLD died at the age of 21 after suffering from a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport. Reports said that Juice WRLD caught a flight from Los Angeles to his hometown, Chicago, and while he was walking through the airport, he suddenly collapsed. Law enforcement and paramedics rushed to the scene, and when they arrived, they found the rapper bleeding from his mouth. Juice was able to regain some consciousness, but by the time he arrived at the hospital, he passed away. The cause of Juice WRLD's death is still unknown, and we're waiting on updates, but for now, we want to recognize Juice WRLD and the legacy he left behind. Juice WRLD was one of the most popular emo rappers of this generation, and he had several hit songs, including his massive hit, Lucid Dreams. A lot of Juice's peers from the music industry did react to his sudden passing. Chance the Rapper said, "He knows our hearts. I really wish we had more talks like that one night in LA. Dude, this is ridiculous. Millions of people, not just in Chicago, but around the world are hurting because of this and don't know what to make of it. I'm sorry. Love you and God bless your soul. Hashtag legend." Lil Durk said, "RIP Juice. Sad day in the world today." Tink said, "Long live Juice. Cover his family right now and give them strength." Kehlani said, "This is sad as F. Rest in love, Juice WRLD." Lil Nas X said, "RIP Juice. So sad how often this is happening lately to young, talented, rising artists." Ellie Goulding.
All right, CeeLo, that's it. And my, what a difference a day makes. We find out he was not just wandering through the airport. There's a lot more to that, and it's really, really sad, all the things that transpired. Also, too, we can almost build a show around this. I like how, well, I don't like it, because I think that we should earn certain titles, but, I mean, like, everybody's just throwing around, he was the greatest, and legend. How do you feel about that word, legend, you know? Gosh, he's 21. How could he possibly be a legend, and how is he the greatest to have done it in his generation? Like, that's, you don't really have to work hard anymore, I guess, to acquire all these titles. What are your thoughts?
Well, in my opinion, legend, it's a lot of words nowadays are being thrown around loosely. So according to what some people may classify as a legend. Me, I wouldn't classify Juice as a legend, me personally. Some people might, depending on the impact he may have had amongst his peers and those in his age group. So some might consider him a legend, his fans, his mm-hmm. fan base, his niche market may consider him a legend, but me personally, I wouldn't consider him a legend because I don't know enough about the dude, about his legacy, about what he was doing, his impact he may have made in the community. I don't know that personally, but as far as music-wise, no, I wouldn't consider him a legend music-wise. Now, as far as his impact, again, I don't know his impact that he may have had amongst his community or his niche market. So I can't speak on that. They might feel he is a legend. But as far as music-wise, I wouldn't say that he was a legend in my opinion.
Okay, All right. Well, we got the guests in the house, 704-421. I am going to go on and open up their mic and turn it over to you again, 704-421. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's LT, the owner and leader of SONY, with a few gentlemen here from down south to New York on the East Coast, just tuning in and ready to speak today.
All right. Blessings. Good, good, good. Is there a 916? Is that number? Are you familiar with that number? I see other numbers on the board, but that one I do not recognize.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right. So we got quite a few newcomers, and that's good. That's always good. The board is lit. We got Philo the Great. He is behind. He's in the driver's seat behind the steering wheel, so he's going to take you on a journey. And I'm going to jump in the back seat and just enjoy the show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Definitely unfortunate news with Juice as well. God bless his family and his legacy as well.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about the word legend. What are your thoughts? Because I need to make sure we got Philo in the queue. But, yeah, what's your definition of a legend?
And then I'll let the team speak a little bit, too, and introduce themselves. But me personally, LT, out here in Little Rock, Arkansas, I just feel that that goes with time. The word, like I just said, legacy. That's legend within that, the beginning of that. I just feel that definitely you have to have time put in to be legendary. The impact is there, the music is there, but I just think it takes time, in my opinion. So that's it. That's how I feel about it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, you're a little muffled. I can't really hear you. And also, Philo, are you with us?
Yeah, Philo in the building. I ain't with no
one. Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't say nothing, so I didn't know if I should just keep talking. But whoever you're with, he's a little muffled, and we can't really hear him.
All right, hold on. Excuse me for a second.
All right. Yeah, still can't. I don't know if it's me.
Yeah.
But Philo, can you take the wheel?
Yeah, we good, we good. So LT, I know you in the building, brother. What's good?
God bless y'all. Just doing good. Got my fellas on the line from all the different boroughs in New York and also down south in North Carolina as well. Got SONY, yes sir.
All right, so this is what I want to do, man, before we get into the interview. Let me go around, give you all the opportunity to introduce yourselves. Being that we got multiple people on the line, let's try to be, clean background so everybody can hear clearly. So, LT, I'll let you conduct that, bro. You know who you brought with you. So you go ahead and kick it off.
Okay, Kev, talk to him.
Peace and love, y'all. It's Kevin Ventures coming out of 914, the Dojo Fam affiliate, you know what I'm saying? Family from the 9, that's how we get it down, 914 area. That's what it was.
Winnie SM, Winnie, talk to him.
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's your boy Winnie from Queens, New York, you know, representing the East Coast for SONY. You know what?
Hey, TNC.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing? It's your boy TNC, I have the 252 representing North Carolina.
Hey, Matt.
What's up? I go by the name of Crash, K-R-A-S-H. I'm from Long Island, New York, 18 years old. You know, I'm hungry, I'm grinding, and I'm happy to be here today.
Yes, sir. And then we got Drew on the line.
All right.
I think that's everybody we got right now. It's a couple of other members, but, of course, we got the main squad on the line. Yes, sir. Who is that? We got King on the line. King Ace. Talk to him, King.
Yes, sir. This is King Ace. You already know what's King for. If you don't, then I'm going to show you what's King for. King Ace represents Evolution Music and SONY, the founder of Evolution Music. And the Queens.
A little bit muffled right there, King.
Right. King. Right. King, we barely can hear what you said, bro, because you very muff. I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to on speaker. I don't know what the case may be, but if you can fix that, bro, and come back, we'd love to, you know, hear from you, man, so the people can know who you are.
That's Queens right there, represent Queens, 18 years old, that new wave, like eat that Juice World, you know, out there in Queens, New York. That's King Ace. Mm-hmm.
All right, love. So, man, LT, you say you're the leader of the movement, correct?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't even just like to even say it that way. You can classify it that way, but these fellas, man, they put in a lot of work. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so AM Exposure National is a mass media and career advancement company which enables artists, models, producers, and entrepreneurs of various types to expand nationally. Go ahead and,
sir,
seeing that I got you here, LT, pick it up from right there. Go ahead and expand right there.
8 AM Exposure is the actual founded company that I founded along with just a couple of my mentors and just some real good people to help me out along the way. But, of course, God first, and I put the work in. I met all of these guys. It's very unconventional, most of them through social media, because, like, we're speaking on this new wave and new way of, like you said, niche marketing and things like that. Just found what I was looking for, what God blessed me with, a vision to bring all the boroughs in New York together like never before. And then when the rapper DaBaby from my home state right there in the 704 Charlotte, North Carolina, when he started really popping off at the beginning of this year, we wanted to incorporate the South with it too. And I had a big vision. So here we are, met up this year, linked up. It's been a brotherhood, man, 8 a.m. Exposure. Just pushing talent, models, producers, DJs, and young talent across the nation in different cities and states to industry levels. So that's what we do. That's what I do at 8 a.m. with SONY.
Okay. And what does S? And so I know what SONY stands for. Go ahead and let the people know what that represents.
Hey, Kev, talk to him, Kev.
Man, we're just a group, you know what I'm saying, that LT put together, you know what I'm saying? Came from the South to New York, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he put the idea in our heads. He told us basically, you know, we out here trying to get to the top, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is, man. That's all why.
Now, what I find dope, man, about the movement itself, and anyone can pick up on this, what I find dope about the movement itself is how everyone that's involved seems to have a lane outside of music. So someone might be a videographer, someone might be a DJ, someone might be a coordinator, someone might be another, you know, whatever y'all got going on, but outside of the music, everybody has a lane, and y'all, it seems like y'all came together and put that all together. So, and anybody speak on that? How is it being involved in such a, like LT said, a brotherhood, but a brotherhood of talents and skills?
TNC, for one, it feels great to have. Hello?
Yes, yeah, sir. You lying. Go ahead.
Yes, it's TNC. It feels great because you have a caliber, different calibers of artists on the one team that has the potential to be a superstar. Like, it's not even really a team. It's a brotherhood, like you said, because everybody else focuses on their self, also the team. So that's why I like it so much. It's not even about competition, but as far as work ethic, everybody pushes everybody, and that's what I love about this group.
Yes, sir.
Now, What I like about music and music, yeah, so on about this can be speaking about today. What I like about it is that we all do have our own backgrounds, and like it takes a minute to develop that background in music. And most of that background outside of SON Bar is music. So like I feel like we all bring something different to the table, and everything that one person doesn't have, the other person has and can cover and bring it to the table. And I feel like that's what makes us the strong brotherhood that we are.
Like Voltron, man, we come together with these different components and just knock people out the box. But it's not even about, like we said, competition. It's about unity, prosperity, and progress is what we embody. Yes, sir, Fela.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. So I want to talk to one of the young ones, the ones that's 18. I heard somebody say, yeah, man, I'm 18. I'm out here trying to grind. I'm hungry. Hey, who was that?
Winnie SM. Winnie SM.
I'm 19 years old, sir. But I could, you know, explain to you guys.
All right, so this is the question I got. So this is the question I got for you. Winnie. Is that how you pronounce your name, Winnie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Winnie, speak up. Winnie SM.
Okay, so check this out. I got a question for you. Being 19, what would you say is your hardest challenge in being in the music, being an artist at 19 right now?
I don't know if he's there, if he can hear us. I know it's Matt. Matt, you on the line, Crash?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Crash, speak up for that. He said, what's the hardest thing being 18 as an artist right now? Talk to him.
You know, like, I'm so young. And, like, it's hard to, like, expose myself to, like, different parts of the world, different parts of the United States. You know, I'm just trying to speak through my music. I'm trying to, like, talk to everyone. I'm trying to grow, trying to build a fan base, you know. And, like, it's kind of hard being so young because, like, you don't have all the guidance, and now that LT reached out, he's giving me all the stuff in my hands to, like, actually make it happen, you know? So that's why I really do love and I have so much respect for LT and the brand that he's built, SONY.
I wanted to pick up on what he said. This is King Gay speaking. And as another young artist, I'm part of SONY and coming into the industry, I feel like there is no real challenge. Because at the end of the day, if you really dedicated to what you're doing, then nothing seems like a challenge to you. Like everything just seems like another step for you to take. And it's not a challenging step. It's just being prepared. If you have preparation, then you're gonna be straight. And like that's what it is. My father always used to tell me, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. If you prepare yourself for what you're about to embark on, then you go. And that's what I did. And that's I feel like that's why the industry doesn't seem too challenging. I make a song, lay it down, that LT knows what's going on, LT helps you out. And that's everything, because we have everything in the game. We have everything here.
Mm. Sir.
All right. So, I like those answers. Those answers weren't quick answers. Y'all did get in depth and support what you mean. So this is what I want to know, LT. Well, what is the goal? What is the ultimate goal with the movement?
Oh, man, it's to change the world, man. Like I said, the mission statement is unity, peace, and prosperity. Like you just said, and I know rest in heaven to Juice World, man, but in his case, it wasn't necessarily violence, but like in Nipsey Hussle case, you know, he was just back in his hometown and the man was gunned down senselessly, you know. So that's what we ending. We putting a stop to that. We bringing brotherhood. Nah, just because you from this set or from this hood or from this barrel, that doesn't mean you got to have tension with somebody, or because you from up north and down south and west coast, midwest, you don't got to have a beef. We can get together and make a unique, beneficial product that the world hasn't ever seen before. So that's our goal. When we make this music, I like to call it, we changing the world 3 minutes at a time. When we make these songs, that's what we're doing. So it's bigger than the industry, is bigger than everything. But the short-term goal and the thing that I'm about is elevating these lives of these young men and women in this unit. We got models, DJs. This industry is a billion-dollar industry. Everybody needs those finances to elevate their living situations. A lot of us come from like nothing, for real, and it's still in that grind. But with this situation, we get notoriety from these majors and these platforms, shows, events, and people like yourself. you know, on this station at Big Media. So this that's the short term goal, to elevate lives. Long term, change the world.
Well, that's dope. So go ahead and introduce the music. It's a great time to go ahead and play this song, Trap. So go ahead and introduce that.
Man, Trap, and I let the team speak on it too, but Trap, man, that's one featuring all the different boroughs, the cities, the states, bringing that unity together in a unique way. Team, talk to them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Trap, man. I'm one of the artists that's on Trap. Yeah, man, it's just a whole lot of energy you feel on the track, you know what I'm saying? There's a little Wu-Tang drive, you know what I'm saying? You know, people of different styles, different energy from the north to the south, whether it be King's Day, Dutch Alcott, TNT, Brass, you know, whoever, all the cats on the track, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Legacy, you know what I'm saying? All
that
the cats on the track, you're going to feel that type of energy.
Hey, let them know, Kev, that track produced too real fast by our in-house producer right there, right from Little
yep,
Rock,
D-Black.
D-Black, man, from scratch, fire.
D-Black. Yes, sir. D-Black was one of the was the one that made the beat. We heard it, fire, went to the studio, laid it down. Y'all going peep, man. Y'all going peep right now.
Yes, sir.
Get it. All right.
And I love the track because not only is it different verses and different types of people on that, but everybody is explaining their way of how they are trapped and how they are trying to get themselves out. And it all adds up because everybody was in the same world. Notice I mentioned was in the same situation at that moment. And we all feel grinding out at the same time. That's why I love that.
Woo!
Get it.
Well, with no further ado, let's go ahead and run it. Trap. SOXNY.
I need black to black.
I'm Dr. Doom meets Jay-Z, I'm Big Pun meets Dr. Strange. A lot of bling and a chakra ring. Third eye, know a lot of things. Yeah, I'm out the Bronx to the boogie down. BX with the Bronx Bombers, birthplace of hip-hop. I am Dutch Alcott and I keep it running at tip-top. I drop shit on my shit hot as a summer day on a Bronx block. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Skyscraper, I'm just sitting on my paper. High hater, violate and annihilate him. It's almighty, yes, I'm the greatest. From the shop, make shit pop. Need a bag, I gotta go shop. Use my voice as part of my plot. What you thinking, nigga? I got it. I'm sick with it, sick with it. Stop a bitch face and I'm quick with it. I'ma stick with it, play tricks with it. I'ma keep it real, I'm a bitch with it. I'ma go get it, take a picture with it. Blow it up to the world, make a hit with it. Tryna sit with it, can't fit with it. Can you jazz that bitch? I'ma beat with it.
I had a vision of victory, so I set a goal for myself to make it in this industry. Me and team ready for war, this my infantry. They call me Lexi 508 cause I'm destined to make history. Chopping these beats like Shredder, I need that cheddar, Nobel beater, ayy. I'm on a Boston City of champs, so that must mean I'm a winner, ayy. I am a lyrical terror, I'm going super thing like a Vegeta, ayy. Once it began on track, you know it's a rap like a tortilla, ayy.
Money chasing hoes, hoes chasing the man. While you trusting the bras, they be taking a stand. Hand on the Bible, giving you my game plan. Lil' low is ghost mode, floating dog, I never land.
We fly, been real since knee high. I've been slept on for a long time. Time never late cause I'm on time. Even your time, my own time. No childish games, I'm on grown time. Let's get it. Them South boys and them North boys that leaked up, I'm with it. Them South boys and them North boys really teamed up, they did it. Them South boys and them North boys already got the same vision. We mix well like chemistry, shout out LT, he the chemist.
Who want it running? Who want it blown it? Y'all niggas
be nothing. Talking so tough when the cop come, you ducking. Thinking my God, that my goons, I'ma send it. Now I got some bosses that bow with dismissing. Hotter than fire, I grind up desire, but I'm still a monster, see fangs when I'm grinning. Why they arrest me? I'm something, I'm dark. Carolina Coast Boys, dumping next bar. Do me a show, I go crazy like Bart. Spitting like Kelly, healing jerk to the park. Ain't no bus where I'm from. Everything I did was all off a run. Being young, broke, game for my son. Getting that income, made up some.
S-O-N-Y, I'm so New York, it's smarter with them brilliant thoughts. They come together like KD and Kyrie on them Brooklyn courts. Might be in the finals with the Lakers if they tipping off. Usually most of the time, I'm right, I don't predict it wrong. Strapped with bombs, prepared for any song. I'm a terrorist, specialist, murdering, killing beats. Here the evidence, chemistry and mixing the substance. Coke scientists, chemicals over the stove when I'm applying it.
S-O-N-Y, S-O-N-Y, S-O-N-Y.
I'm from the city, New York, forgot the laws, borough, Yonkers and Y. Kevin Ventures keeping the record thorough. The thoroughbred getting thoroughbred, yeah, they thinking I'm lame, cause I don't got the jewels. Yeah, my mental similar to diamonds forever, that's words to Kanye. But gentrifiers got my city black and white like Mike Jackson's face. Face to face, you ain't touching my squad like quarantine. Bully on beats, my rappers looking like some corner team.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Man, hey, check this out. So that was Trap by S-O-N-Y. Hey, y'all still in the building with us? LT, you still in the building?
Absolutely, holding it down. Thank y'all for that listen, too, for sure.
Hey, man, what I like about it, let me just give you my take on the song first. Number one, it was hip hop. You said that I believe his name was Black that produced the track.
That's D Black, like dog. D Black, D Black.
Okay, so D Black. So D Black produced the track, and you say he was from Arkansas, correct?
Little Rock, the capital city out here, and sat down with him one-on-one, and we made that every beat, every note, every line from, like, particularly for this. Yes, sir.
And it's a dope track. It's a dope track. The delivery was dope. It reminded me of a Master P track, and the reason why I say that, because it was so many artists on the track. And when you get so many artists and so many flavors, the song never got boring to me. The beat is an up-tempo beat. It is a hype beat. I can hear this beat, hear the song actually being in the playlist, a workout playlist especially. So I know a lot of people will probably work out to that because of the feel and where it puts you at. It makes you want to work. It makes your adrenaline pump, and it makes you go. So, dope beat. I don't know if that's what y'all was going for, but hey, that's what it does to me. It makes me want to just get up and do something. You know what I mean? So, shouts out to y'all, man, and S-O-N-Y with Trap.
Yes, sir. That right there, like I said, that was like a kicking down the door. So we glad it gave you that feeling, that perception, that just all of that mood. That's how we come and kicking in the door, letting you know about S-O-N-Y. And also just displaying what everybody in the different regions going through. And also, too, my guys saying they trying to get through with it's getting the voicemail right there on the side note. They can't get through. But, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the track right there, that trap joint, man, just booming.
Yeah, this is Kevin Ventures. I was the last cat on Trap. I'm happy you feel your way about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy about your thoughts about it. And that's the type of vibe we're going for. Yes, sir.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Dope. That's dope. So, look, let me ask y'all a question, man. I know it's a unit. It's a brotherhood. It's a family. So is S-O-X-N-Y a group within the family, or is S-O-X-N-Y the overall family?
No, S-O-N-Y is the own unit. Everything, 8 a.m. Exposure is basically the parent company or the company used to facilitate. It's
right.
Other talent nationwide that we deal with. But S-O-N-Y, who you're speaking to now, it's its own unit. It's its own movement. It's its own aspect as well, the own team. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, dope. And so SONY, that stands for South New York, correct?
South to New York, or shout out to New York, or just So New York. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, dope. So is this the single off a project, or what are we to expect after this track? Is this a single? Are we to expect an album, EP? What's going on? Talk to me.
Well, they already got it, you know, a couple of Fridays ago, the debut mixtape release called Thero on all your major streaming platforms, and it actually releases exclusively in Korea tomorrow as well with exclusive licensing in Korea. But it's on the project called Thero, just booming across the nation, Hot 97, a couple of guys on the East Coast, West Coast, out here in Little Rock support that single, Trap. And that's what it is. It's off of the project Thero. Go check that out on all platforms.
I tell you what,
check
man.
Check that out, man, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Thero, that's the name of the joint.
Hey, y'all shoot me the cover art. Y'all shoot me the cover art to the mixtape, and I'll review it. I know we had some a little difficulties, everybody, with getting through the line. But what I'll do for y'all, man, being that we had that little hiccup, because we don't make mistakes, we make memories here. What I'll do for y'all, man, y'all send me the cover art to that project. I'll play every last song on my platform live on my YouTube channel and get people an opportunity, a chance to listen to the project. And then, you know, they can go get it. I had a cover art up for them to look at so they can purchase it. I'll put y'all link in the description and everything so they can, you know what I'm saying, go out there and get that. And I'll do that for y'all, bro.
Appreciate that. Love.
And we appreciate you, man, honestly.
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah, that's no doubt, bro. No doubt. So y'all get me over the cover art, and I'm going to go ahead, being that it's on all platforms, what I'll do is I'll stream it. I'll play the songs off Spotify. That way y'all get credit, too, while I'm playing them. And so we can go ahead and review them. I'll review them on my platform. And then I'll go ahead and put that video out, let the people do what it do. All I ask y'all to do, man, is go subscribe to the channel, Boss Radio Live, and Valerie Denise Jones on YouTube. That's all y'all got to do for me, bro.
Okay. Right.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate it. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having us on there.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Can I interject here just for a second? We are getting some feedback, but because I don't think I have any audio that I'll be able to edit and give you guys a true interview, can you kind of feel, just kind of make like a mini interview for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes or something, so I can have something just in case? This would be like a backup.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
So, Valerie, well, are you asking to do that now or after the next 20 minutes? Because they still have about 15 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes left in the show. So are you asking to do this after the fact or right now?
Yeah, what I'm telling you is based on what I'm hearing, that interview is going to be a bust because we couldn't hear. So I'm saying versus, you know, continuing on, reintroduce just the beginning and have everybody introduce themselves and then just pick up wherever you are right now. That's totally fine because I can just cut out the parts that I can't use because of poor audio quality. But at least if I have the intro, what I can do is use that. You know what I mean? So we have a good clean intro and a good clean outro. And then the stuff in the middle is just, you know, it's a lot of promotion and stuff, so I can use that as fillers, so that's all good.
Well, the only reason why is I was live on YouTube, so everybody heard this. So what I did, I just stopped streaming from YouTube to do that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Well, so I'm going to step back and then I'll let him finish the interview and then.
Hey, so look. Hey, what I need y'all to do though, what I need y'all to do for me is give me that the cover art so I can go ahead and do that, because what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna delete this YouTube video and I just do one with y'all just reviewing the mixtape. So give me that as soon as possible, please. All right.
What's the information, y'all? I'm sorry. What's the real information? I have Valerie
give it to y'all behind the scenes.
Okay.
She can go ahead and give it to y'all behind the scenes. Valerie, you come in and do and introduce and do however you want to do it, please.
All right. All right, so guys, I know that we're live, but because I want to make sure that we have something, we got about 15, 20 more minutes left. And again, it was very, very distorted, so I'm just going to be honest. But I do want to make sure that we have something. So at this time, what I'd like to do is welcome you guys to Big Exclusive. I am Valerie Denise Jones. We've got Fila the Great. Behind the scenes. The number is 929-477-1167. We're live every Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Big shout out to Jeff Kwan. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. I appreciate you so much. And I'm really, really excited about today's interview. To our international listeners and callers and everybody in the chat room and on social media, please, please, please make sure that during the show that you are tweeting, letting people know what is going on so that we can keep people abreast as to what is happening. We want to make sure that we get their story out. So right now at this time, what I'd like to do is welcome Elle, back in. Come on in, and we're going to do a mic check of sorts. So I would like for you, I see that we have, let me tell you, Elle, who's on the board, okay? I've got 914.
Yes, sir, I'm here. It's LT. Everybody else should be.
Adventures. I'm here.
I am. This is Hydro. I'm here. It sounded really distorted, though. I had trouble hearing the last bit of what was being said.
Yeah, Lotus is King Gase. I'm here.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to figure out how to salvage this.
Well, you sound fine now.
Let's have some fun. So how many members are on the phone? So let's just have some fun. How many people are on the phone? How many we got?
Should be five. I think it's five.
Five
me, Kev, King, Dro, and I think TNC is on the line.
All right. Okay. So
Kev is on the line.
Kev Adventure.
All right. So tell me what you contribute to the group. Shout out your name. And,
mm-hmm.
Just try to project as much as possible. And let's just go around the board and tell us about your style. Let's act as though we were kind of, let's say I played the video, right? And then I just brought you guys in. And then, because each one of you has a scene. And so let's just kind of do it that way. Because, like I said, I'm trying to salvage it as much as possible. Maybe the audio isn't as bad as it sounds in studio, so we'll see. We'll work with it. All right, so we're going to start with you first, Elle. Is it okay if
I call
you Elle?
All right.
I'm sorry.
No problem, LT. Yep, lyrical talent, LT.
LT? I guess I'm so used to LT, the football player, so it was weird. All right, so let's start with you, Elle, and then let's talk about what you do, and then just introduce everybody and introduce their scene from the music video.
Okay, and then, of course, I know everybody on the line, of course, is not in the actually in the video, but of course those that are in can speak up, and then of course we just start up north and go down. But of course I'm LT, the mentor of the team, manager of the movement, SONY, South of New York, basically organizing everything from the ground up, from putting it together, the whole look of it, you know, while allowing my artists to express themselves and be creative and just get a new sound out. But yet just keeping the business side, getting these shows booked, getting this social media up, getting these industry connections, these label connections, these radio interviews. That's my job right there. And they come to me, and the number one thing is I mentor these guys, like they mentioned earlier, things they don't know or things that certain people don't tell them in the industry that really helps them avoid snakes or the enemy or anything trying to stop their progress. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell, LT. Yes, ma'am. Kev.
It's Kevin Ventures. I'm representing the Westchester area of the north side of New York, Yonkers, NY. I'm an artist. I'm affiliated with SONY. I'm also part of a group called the Dojo Fam. LT basically found me and mentored me, you know, for a while. And with the group SONY, he put together a strong unit, just a brotherhood, you know, a different artist and different characters. And I'm representing that Westchester part of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Winnie. Keep it moving. Dro, you can speak up, Dro.
Yeah, it's Dro here.
Let the people know. Talk to them. Tell them about you.
Give me just a second. I'm sorry. I got Brass calling me.
Oh, we got my people down south, as we mentioned, and Miss Valerie and Philo, just down in that North Carolina area. Shouts out Greensboro and Charlotte, my team
mm-hmm.
down there. That's one of the leaders down south.
To get back to, I'm sorry about that. All right, so yeah, it's Hydro, though. I'm coming from out of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Me and the South guys, we kind of make up a team. It's because SONY is a full collective. But, you know, spanning from South to New York. But it's, you know, me and my guys, True Gang Entertainment, as well as Lil Lo out of Shelby. And we just kind of bring the Southern flavor to the team, you know. Like I said, I come straight out of South Carolina. Not out of South. Well, I'm from South Carolina, too, as well. But coming out of Charlotte. Has a different sound, you know, with the baby being hot and being the hottest thing in the industry right now. So we just kind of bring the bounce to the music, you know. That's kind of what our style is. We just really swagged out with.
Why?
Well, sir, keep it moving. Speak up.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, my name is Malia Tam from Queens, New York, Cambria Heights, Queens. You know, LT did this. I've been with him for like a year now, ever since November. He had changed my life in a certain way because he was the one that had found me. And, you know, I was one of the first members and will forever be the first members of SONY, just to link it from down south to New York, just to have the East Coast and down south link together and come together as a brotherhood and just do the right thing, no drinking, no smoking, mentor me in the right way, focus on your music. And from there, I've just been elevating ever since. And the most important thing as well, too, what he has taught me is keep your circle small and who your real friends are, because everybody that's around you is really not genuine to you. And especially, too, when you make it into the music industry, it's like it's training preparation. So you can know if you see that you're being for me. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. And that's it. We got Brass on the line. TNC.
Yeah, this is TNC coming out of North Carolina 252. Also a member of True Gang Entertainment. Also owner of Born for Success Entertainment. Linked up with LT, I want to say about four to five years ago. And him and my partner, which is Brass, he's mm-hmm. Brad's mentor. So from me seeing what he's done with Brass alone, not even the whole True Gang, just Brass alone, made me want to join with them. But going to New York and actually listening to his plan and actually seeing it being fulfilled, that makes me want to join and makes me want to stay a part of SONY.
Yes, this is King Geese. I'm going to check in Queens, New York, North Side, Queens, New York, Lordton, Rosedale, stand up. And honestly, just to speak on what I feel like I bring to the table at SONY is the raw side of like experiencing Queens, New York, experiencing living in New York from the cold weather to your man that got shot the other day. You know what I mean? Like that's what I bring into music and SONY, and I bring it into a New York unique way.
What's that, Val? Y'all? What's that? Hello?
That was not me. I'm not sure who that was. There was somebody in the background, and I'm not certain, who or where that came from. Apologize because I'm not sure. So, again, let's keep amping it up. Does anybody want a freestyle?
I can freestyle.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I can
freestyle. Okay, all right. Just announce yourself, and let's have some fun these last few minutes.
Yeah.
Get it, T.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start it off. This King Gay Shy in me.
Okay.
All right.
Hello? Yeah. All right. Okay, let's get it. Hold on. All right. I got hunger for the game. No, we not the same. I got some people from Atlanta, bought me on a plane. Catch me jetting on the Mozzie, tired of the train. And you cannot get beside me if you not the gang. I want the fame, because people already see I change. If you look into my eyes, you could probably see the pain. So put a capital K-A when you say my name. King Gates, respectfully, you better not be talking unless you're running the check me. I'm from Get Cash Queens, be real, you know what's next to me. ARs, weaponries, catch a charge, felonies. And if you're not in tune, I can't be hearing what you're telling me. I got some homies from Rockaway that sit back with it on a double back, you retaliate. If you don't move back, you get your head cracked. I know that's your favorite rapper, but he dead trash. Every King Gates, Queens.
Yeah,
that was nice. Going. I actually like I like that. So who wants to go next?
Yeah, I go by the name of TNC from the 252, and I'm gonna start off like, soon as I step up off the stage, where that bag at? So hot, trying to find somewhere to fan at. They want to rob me. I don't think they want a chance that. Think of a plan B with a plan A at. I don't even know, but if it's B, then I'ma say that. I don't like to hide my tongue or play back. I'ma step front and center. They be like, yo, he's not a beginner. He's real. Everything come out, it just spill, and it's right off your head, and I ain't writing still. Come on, man.
Can anyone do something with my name in it or the show's name
my
or Kilo's name? Yeah. Can you do something like that, like off the dome?
I bet. Hold on.
We
off
got
the dome? Off the dome, you with it? I bet.
Just freestyle, all putting right. Our names or the name of the show
Kelly
in it.
Sam, wow. Hold on. What's that? Let me get the name of the show one more time. Hold on.
The name is, you can either call it BE or Big Exclusive or Big Boss Media
Big
or Valerie. Philo, it's up to you.
Alright, so it's SONY, they know who we be. Like, B.E., we out in Cali with it. But it's an East Coast style with it. If niggas know how I spit it, then you know how I get it. I could get it how I live it. Just playing around with it. Like, they know I sound with it. Hold on. I need a beat. Because I was about to start running.
Look at
that.
Nobody knows how to make like different sounds with like the whole
bebop,
and I think y'all might be too young.
You know how to bebop. I'm gonna need a beat right now. You heard me, Kev?
Right. I got you.
Yeah, come on, let's see. Let's do that.
See, that's what I like. It's New York. Every single thing is looking tight. Niggas talking about they making money, money tight. It's big media on the scene, it's on site. Tell my up if I see him, then that's on site. Man, I'm just living right. My guy, LT, no drink, no smoke, you know that we out here living right. And it's crazy because I'm really about it, real right. So now, I'ma keep talking about it. Yeah, I don't really talk about it. They talk about this nonsense, but I don't really talk about it. And it'll be a, hold on. Somebody talk with because I'm losing it. Somebody else get on the beat because I'm losing it.
I still think it's worth it.
I got something with it. Fuck, man. I'll go with it.
Please do.
Who's that, Kev?
Yeah, I got it, man. Let me see what I got, man.
Y'all can stand up.
From the city of fallen dreams, empty promises and things, comes a widow with wings, like Pegasus, a godly beast. A Marcus Garvey, Mr. Charles Darwin, and common denominate rapper that ain't half of what I fraction. Marching with 1,000 men like I'm Farrakhan. People nowadays are hip-hop or even Farrakhan's. Tell me you about that action? You want that bronze, son. I'm trying to get this gold. This indigo is in the goat, son. Bars detrimental to your mental. Flow so dope, leave your face stone. Legend of the hidden temple. Girlie claiming the body of your temple. She make my temple run. If I touch her up, she's tripping. DDT, yo, them C's is claiming that they deities. Your son, a young thug, is Dexter's assist. Mad DD. I'm from Lowellsboro, New York. Mad thorough. Born to BX, so you should already know. That's how I get down. Yeah, Yonkers. Run it on. Run it on them. Show by New York is the home of rap. Show by New York is the home of rap. That's all I'm talking about. You feel me?
Yeah, this
so,
high joke. Y'all hear me?
Man? I mean, I'm not America's, you know, I'm not America's Got Talent, you know, so I don't know. How do you think that they're doing?
They're doing pretty good. I know for sure that in studio or you know, when we on the spot, then it'll be perfection. We just did a cypher up in the Bronx a couple of months back, and man, they went off, man. It was just on point. But I think Dro,
hey, excuse me. Can you hear me this high, Dro?
No, I got Dro on the line. I got you, Dro.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think anybody could hear me. I wanted to get in on that cypher.
No, I got you, Dro. So I was about to introduce Dro into it from North Carolina. Let me segue. I know how to segue into it. Let me segue from North Carolina, home of the baby where I'm from. I want y'all to hear Dro. Hi, Dro out of North Carolina. Talk to him, Dro.
Yes, sir. And nice to meet you too, Valerie. But I got you right here. So, look, telling Valerie a story like when I'm high in practice. Like everyone know that we chilling, geeking, and laughing. We making the scene. They pulling up, yelling action. BD start acting, my niggas gonna get the closet. We keep it 10 toes, boy, and it's a standing ovation. The smoke in my lungs like when the cells on vacation. Your girl penetrated, no wonder niggas is hating. No wonder I'm staying faded, no wonder I'm at your neck. Niggas for curtain calling, I swear I'm calling collect. Trying to blow like a bomb, and I promise it ain't a threat. And if you step into us, well then prepare to get wrecked. Yeah, you know how we do, and my shot is be next. Yo, I got three teams, so one of us gonna do right. We gaining respect like every day, every night. I thought you said you a beast. I'm not impressed by the height. I thought you said this was gas. I'm not impressed by the flight. I said you at the top, and I struggled to see the height. I got you toting the pole because your ass had to fight. And now you dogging these hoes, but it done fucked up your sight. And I'm just shaking my dreads like that's that shit I don't like. But now back to my point. Hydro be the shit. I was going to say explicit, but the name didn't fit. Just like how y'all dogs be overflowing with a hypochondriac with AIDS couldn't be this sick. It's Hydro.
I like
that
one.
Hydro.
Yeah, that was good. Excellent. So I don't know how many people are on the line, LT, so I don't know, is that everybody, or I want to make sure we get everybody.
Yo, LT.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this King Gates. Uh-huh. Can we talk about Two Faces?
Yeah, for sure. Let me look if that, because I know everybody. Let's see, that's T, that's everybody that's on the line. I know Brad's not on the line, but let me go ahead too. Let me go ahead as the, you know, the unit, the mentor. Let me, you know, kick it off real quick one time. Valerie, S-O-N-Y, stand for South of New York, and we trying to get that salary. LT, don't need a beat to drop. I proceed to execute like my mouth popping heat. The bullets that I speak, they'll make your soul leak. And I keep levitating for the team, it ain't no peak. These other rappers sweet, so they better have goons. My team, we gorillas, they look like some baboons. And when it come to beefing, you getting stab wounds. Get the juggler. Let me see you try to grab tools. I don't have to blast dudes. I just pray to my Lord's armor. And as soon as you cranking up your Honda, boom, like balloons when a pin pushing in. Now your body need more tissues because your skin on your rims. I never played around, Val, because it's life, it ain't a game. They got nice skills, but in life you better train. I mean, how can they claim that they spit in flame? You should say you disabled. That's excuse for being lame. Dogs are flying. Rappers got the game dying. I ain't talking about the rapper, talking about this thing I'm in. Flying with the flyers. Yes, I get the highest, and I'm dying with the green, so call me Lynn Byers. Flow complex, so it make them get quiet, because I'm over their head like a freaking jet pilot. I'm past nice. Ask your wife. She say I never fall, and I'm getting too much guap. We can make some cheddar balls and shoot it like Kobe in the gold called life. They bricking like the white, but these shots be more precise. We the mutilators with the haters, sharp flow, decapitate them, body part, snap and break them, send them to go meet the maker. Everybody rap, Val, so the game not advancing, because every bar we hear talking about dancing. But let me ask a question. Do you really rap because it's like your passion, or do these rappers rap because it's in fashion? Real talk, I'm asking, because they flow trashes. They should do like Steve Nash with their pen, pass it. And I'm done. I don't want to keep going. Val, LTSOLY.
Yeah, boy.
Shout out Evolution. Nothing.
Yeah, that was hot. So this was fun. It turned out I like it. I like how we wrapped it. Thank you guys so much. What is your social media strategy? What do you guys plan to do? How do you plan to take over the internet?
It's already started. It started last year in 2018. SOXNY official. That's the page that, you know, for all these great artists you can hear, you can see, you can touch, come to the shows, you know, starting in New York and down south in the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, South by Southwest coming up March 16th. Out there with the Rock Nation guys and LMG. Shouts out Devin White, Mr. Rail Carter, big supporters of the movement. But social media, check it out. The YouTube, Lyrical Television, 8 a.m. Exposure, SOXNY official on IG. Just getting them numbers up, getting them fans, reaching the people, touching them.
And while we're on social media, go on and shout out your social media so we know how to reach you.
Bro, this is King Gase. Yeah. This is King Gase over here on the line. You could get my IG handle, my Instagram handle, in.king.ace. That symbol, that's my IG handle. You can find information about new releases that I have with my solo albums and the albums that I have with my other group, Evolution Music. Shout out to Evolution Music. I'm also the founder of that. But you could search me up on that on Instagram. You'll find all information about my music there. And you could reach out to me, see what's going on. I'll let you know what it's in for. If you got something for me to do, I'm with it. Let's do it 100%.
And keep it moving. Right. Dro.
Kevin Ventures.
Yeah,
Instagram. You know what I'm saying? It's MC Kevin Ventures. It's MC Legit. KEVADVEN. TURES. Actually, I got a show in Hoboken, New Jersey in like 2 weeks on the 27th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here grinding. You know what I'm saying? SONY. Dojo Fam affiliate. And that's how I'm getting down, man. Peace and love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Hydro right here. You can get my IG. My IG is simple. It's I'm Hydro Bro. All one word. I'm Hydro Bro. I am HYDROBRO. And then follow the team at SOXNY official. We out here.
Woo!
Oh, wait. Oh, and don't forget, go follow the True Gang, too, you know, at True TRU Gang END.
Oh, man. How could I forget? How could I forget to shout out the team? How could I forget? If y'all going rock with King Gase, y'all got to rock with Evolution Music. Y'all can find Evolution Music on Instagram. It's evolution.thelabel.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
All right, Winnie, T, keep it going.
Yes, sir. You know, my Instagram name is Good Vibes Winnie. You can find me on that on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all social medias as well.
Boom.
Good Vibes Winnie.
And that's it. That's it. That's it. Everybody, everybody. SOXNY official.
Yeah, that's it.
All
right. Yes, sir.
So you guys are all using, is everything on the one website where people can find your tour schedule, all your individual dates, and also your links to your social media?
The Spotify, and then, of course, the 8amexposure.com, right on there, the number 8amexposure.com, the official site. You can find all of these great artists on there and go to their individual links, sites, pages, IGs, tour dates, whatever you need to see. Hit us up. SOXNY official is the main handle. IG, you can get all your tickets, your shows, your views, all right there for each of these artists.
Right
now,
just to pick up.
I'm gonna text. Sorry.
Oh, I was saying just to pick up on what LT said. I also have my own link, so you can find music. You can find my music as a solo artist. I have a link that I can send you. It will send you all platforms that my music is on: Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much everything. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much every platform that's out there. I can send you a link for you to be able to hit, so you could go directly to the ad that you want to listen to.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that so much. And so, LT, I'm going to text you our social media link. I just kept back on social media, and when I came back, because I hadn't been on for like 3 years, and when I came back, they had taken a lot. You know how they went through everybody's, this was like 3 or 4 years ago, went through all of our social media, so we lost a whole bunch of followers. That really sucked. And now they have this new rule where you're not going to be able to see the likes. It's just crazy. But I have a tendency to obsess, so I took a long break from social media, but now I'm back, and I would definitely love to follow everybody. So, LT, I'll text you our you know, Instagram and stuff like that, so that we could follow each other, and I could, you know, keep you posted as to what's happening and where we put the links and so forth and so on. But outside of that, guys, this is really fun. I appreciate you so much, and I hope and pray that, I know that the end will probably get a lot of that. That audio should be, you know, cool, but I'm going to check it out and get back to you guys and see how much of it, you know, I can clean up. But is there anything else anybody would like to say? Any final shout outs to anybody? LT, do you have anything you like to say regarding the group? Or I just want to give you the floor at this time to do whatever it is you feel you need to do.
Make sure too, Valerie, that you all send the email address as well, to get the new project that we put out, Thero, to Philo as well, and to you all, so y'all can hear that. It's 11 to 12 great, amazing songs from all of these gentlemen, and it's just the beginning. So the number one thing is go check that project out. Whoever's listening, God bless all our listeners. Check that project out. It's called Thero. That's by SONY. S.O.XN.Y. online. Check that out. Then we got the shows and events coming up down south and up north, south by southwest, Austin, Texas, March 16th. Check us out. You can follow us on SOXNY official to get all that information. That's it for me. Anybody else shouting out? Shout out your area, your people, your teams. Let's go.
Hey, I just wanted to shout out to the boy Brass. You know, I know he couldn't make it with us because, you know, he had to go into work, but he would have ripped that cypher just as much as everybody else would have. So shout out to my boy Brass. You feel me?
I want to give another shout out to Brass, man. Nah, for real, because, you know what I'm saying, he would have came in and ripped that cypher also, for real, man. So one love to Brass. Peace to the whole True Gang, you know what I'm saying? Peace to Evolution, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I'm getting down with it.
Dojo family.
I
want to
shout out to anybody that tuned in from Queens, from word of mouth from me. it means a lot. It means a lot to anybody that's tuning in right now. And I just want to give another shout out to Evolution Music. Shout out OG Bugo. Shout out Kev G Feasel. Shout out all of them. And yeah, sis. Shout out to South Queens, Rosedale, and Lordson.
Woo.
All right. That's so what I definitely want to do is play that song one more time. So big round of applause to you guys. Excellent job. Appreciate you guys so much. And again, another big shout out to you, LT, as well as Jeff Kwan and Pilo the Great. Gosh, this is good. This really puts me in the holiday spirit, made me happy. So I'm really, really excited about that. We'll definitely see you guys in the cyber world and hopefully one day get to come to one of your concerts. That would definitely be awesome. Big shout out to Charlotte, you know, North Carolina. That's good. even though, you know, I was born and raised in Florida, I've acclimated to Carolina. So it's pretty cool. You enjoying the weather, Charlotte, Carolinas, all those of you who are from Carolina, you enjoying this not so winter weather? Hello?
Yeah, we definitely enjoying that.
Right now
it's a little rainy and it's kind of cold, but yeah, we don't have no snow or anything
right?
like that, so we definitely enjoying that. Yeah.
It's hot today. Huh.
Well,
okay.
It's been kind of overcast all day.
What part are you in though?
Right now I'm in Greensboro.
Yeah, okay. So you're like 3 hours I think away. Two or 3 hours from Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's probably why. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm actually from Charlotte. So yeah, I know how the climate is too, you know.
Yeah, last time I was here before I moved here, it used to get like super, super cold, but now not so much. So I'm glad I brought that Florida weather here. But yeah,
right.
So LT, it looks like you're going to end the year in a bang, and I can't wait to hear. You know, hopefully we keep in touch. Hear that they're opening up somewhere, some New Year's Eve ball bash or something, you know, doing something wonderful, great as the ball drop. I can definitely see you guys performing at the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. So good luck to you. I appreciate you so much for thinking of us and stopping by. I sent you guys on social media. Yeah, so we'll follow each other and I'll do what I can, you know, to support. And I know Philo will do that as well. But right now what I want you to do is go on and introduce the song again. We're going to play that on our way out so that people who just tuned in late can hear it. So let's go on and introduce Trap.
Get it, guys. Yeah.
And thank you again. This is Trap, you know what I'm saying? Done by SOY, produced by D Black. Let's get it.
How D Black do this?
S-O-N-Y.
I'm Dr. Doom meets Jay-Z, I'm Big Pun meets Dr. Strange. A lot of bling and a chakra ring. Third eye, know a lot of things. Yeah, I'm out the Bronx to the boogie down. BX with the Bronx Bombers, birthplace of hip-hop. I am Dutch Al-Qaeda, not keep it running at tip-top. I drop shit on my shit hot as a summer day on a Bronx block. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Skyscraper, I'm just sitting on my paper. High hater, violator, and annihilator. Miss Almighty, yes, I'm the greatest.
From the shop, make shit pop. Need a bag, I gotta go shop. Use my voice to part of my plot. What you thinking, nigga? I got it. I'm sick with it, sick with it. Stop my bitch face and I'm quick with it. I'ma stick with it, play tricks with it. I'ma keep it real, I'm a bitch with it. I'ma go
vision of victory. So I set a goal for myself to make it in this industry. Me and team ready for war, this my infantry. They call me Lexi 508 cause I'm destined to make history. Chopping these beats like Shredder, I need that cheddar, no Velveeta, ayy. I'm on a Boston City of champs, so that must mean I'm a winner, ayy. I am a lyrical terror, I'm going Super Saiyan like a Vegeta, ayy. Once we begin on track, you know it's a rap like a tortilla, ayy.
Money chasing hoes, hoes chasing the man. While you trusting the bras, they be taking a stand. Hand on the Bible, giving you my game plan. Lil' low is ghost mode, floating dog, I never land.
No lie, you fail, we fly, been real since knee high. I've been slept on for a long time, time never late cause I'm on time. Even your time, my own time, no childish games, I'm on grown time. Let's get it, them South boys and them North boys are leaked up, I'm with it. Them South boys and them North boys really teamed up, they did it. Them South boys and them North boys already got the same vision. We mix well like chemistry, shout out LT, he the chemist.
Who want it front it? Who want it flaunt it? Y'all niggas be nothing. Talking so tough when the cops come, you ducking. Thank you, my God, that my goons, I'ma send it. Y'all got some bosses that both dismiss it. Hotter than fire, I grind up desire, but I'm feeling my sissy fangs when I'm grinning. Why they arrest me? I'm something, I'm dark. Carolina Coast boys, dumping their car. Do me a show, I go crazy like Bart. Spitting like Kelly, healing jerks to the park. Ain't no bus where I'm from. Everything I did was all off a run. Being young, broke, game for my son. Getting that income, made up some.
S-O-N-Y, I'm so New York and smarter with them brilliant thoughts. They come together like KD and Kyrie on them Brooklyn courts. Might be in the finals with the Lakers if they tipping off. Usually most of the time I'm right, I don't predict it wrong. Strapped with bombs prepared for any song. I'm a terrorist, specialist, murdering, killing beats. Here the evidence, chemistry and mixing the substance. Coke scientist, chemicals over the stove when I'm applying it.
S-O-N-Y, S-O-N-Y, S-O-N-Y.
I'm from the city, New York, forgot the Lord's borough. Yonkers and Y, Kevin Ventures keeping the record thorough. The thoroughbred getting thoroughbred, yeah, they thinking I'm lame, cause I don't got the jewels. Yeah, my mental similar to diamonds forever, that's worth the Kanye. But gentrifiers got my city black and white like Mike Jackson's face. Face to face, you ain't touching my squad like quarantine. Bully on beats, my rappers looking like some corner teams.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.